My favorite kaleidoscopes from the book My Life Stories Through My Eyes by Pam Park Ahn. Grandpa Park generously took all of his grandchildren on a memorable trip to Alaska, a place he cherished and wanted to share with them. I was incredibly fortunate to join the expedition when it was Cottie's turn to share in this adventure. Among all the awe-inspiring natural places I've ever visited, the glaciers in Alaska are an art masterpiece, especially when they exhibit their mesmerizing blue hues. The glacial ice displays this captivating blue color because it absorbs the longer wavelengths, red, of the white light while transmitting and shattering the short wavelengths, blue. The depth of the blue color intensifies as light travels through more extensive paths within the ice. Similar to a kaleidoscope, the blue ice of the glacier reflects surfaces and light, unbelievable for all who behold it. It saddens me to acknowledge that these magnificent glaciers are melting and retreating as a consequence of environmental changes. What truly left us in awe was the sheer size of the glaciers. The grandeur and majesty they exude were beyond words. Regrettably, the vibrant blue color in this old photograph below of with Cottie, a little yellow figure, fails to capture its true brilliance, but the majesty of the glacier can be seen. There was a picture depicted below. Glacier on Blue Lake. Grandpa hired a private plane to take us to Blue Lake to see glaciers on the lake. Another favorite kaleidoscope is a village in South Korea near Busan called Gamcheon. It started as a place for refugees affected by the Korean War in 1950. Nestled into the side of the mountain, the former slum is a mishmash of pastel colors, Lego-like houses painted in 2009 for visitors to walk through tiny alleys and enjoy artistry. It is not just the colorful homes and artistry that piqued my interest. It is a belief in Tayuguik. Tayuguik believe that humans are made to live together in harmony and peace, not in fight and war. Guanajuato is a historic city in Central America, well known for their colorful colonial kaleidoscopes of buildings, rich silver history mined, and network of narrow streets, alleyways, and tunnels. Yeah, and I went to Gladys's and Carlos's wedding, which was delightfully fun. End chapter. A memorable feast, dining with legends from the book My Life Stories Through My Eyes by Pam Park. Family holds an extraordinary place in my heart. The prospect of gathering around a dinner table with my grandparents, great-grandparents, and beyond, from both my mother and father's lineages, fills me with profound longing. Unfortunately, the knowledge of our family's history during their time in Korea is limited, leaving us with mere fragments. I possess only a handful of memories of Grandma Lizzie, my mother's mother, as she resided in Hawaii. The rest of my grandparents passed away either before my birth or during my early childhood. To delve deeper into their ancestral roots, to unravel the stories of their lives, their journeys, their triumphs and challenges, and understand the reasons behind their departure from Korea would be an interesting and heartwarming experience. I relish the thought of eating the foods they cooked and having them share the family recipes, and knowing my family, we would have quite a bounteous feast. The photo below is the sole image we possess of one of our ancestors during their time in Korea. I believe the family members are associated in the Kim Ha Kim lineage. End chapter. Acts of kindness, cherished encounters with remarkable individuals. When I think of remarkable individuals providing acts of kindness, it conjures up an image of a vibrant, and united community. Naturally, my immediate family takes the forefront, with Yeye holding a special place in my heart. I can barely remember a handful of moments when Yeye displayed any anger towards me. Can't say the same about my side of the story. Yeye's kindness towards me is impressive. It's like a kindness marathon, and he's the reigning champion. I consistently feel an overwhelming sense of love and support for my children and grandchildren, empowering me to navigate life's decisions and challenges. Peter, Bruce, Sherman, and Cottie have been unwavering pillars of support. Despite the frequent moves we've had, they have always embraced and rallied together, no matter how arduous it may have been for them to make new friends. Never once did they grumble or bemoan our moves. I especially appreciated their support whenever Yeye and I voiced our conviction that of what we felt when we were moving and what we felt that God wanted our family to, where our family wanted to be. They are not only my children, but also my friends. Whenever thoughts of my children arise, I'm reminded of the words in Matthew 25, verse 40, The king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the one of least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Noel, Josh, and Mel stand as my heroes as well. Their commitment to marriage is something every parent wishes for their children. I'm profoundly grateful for their love of my children, yea, and myself. Even in moments when I find myself in a state of frenzy, they offer kind words of uplift and reassurance to me. I consider myself extraordinarily fortunate to have them as an integral part of my life. This sentiment rings particularly true when it comes to the round-the-clock care of Grandpa Park and the challenges of moving. My family's devotion will forever remain etched in my heart. Given Yaya's limited mobility due to his heart condition, Bryson, Luke, and Ryan stepped up in remarkable ways, lending their strength to tackle the formidable task of helping us move our fairly full house, hauling stuff to a storage unit, Desert Industries, the dump, the apartment, and Sherman and Bruce's homes. McKenna, Isaac, Gavin, and Mason also lent their helping hands, assisting with the arduous process of packing. Their selflessness and willingness to be of service to Yeye, Grandpa Park, and me is truly awe-inspiring. My relatives in Hawaii, particularly Don, Dee Dee, Lance, Antioch, and Auntie Pearl, just to name a few, hold a special place in my heart. They epitomize the aloha spirit of warmth, friendliness, kindness, and generosity, embodying goodness. The Richmond branch members have captured my heart in ways beyond measure. Their humility and selflessness are truly remarkable. Very humble human beings, such as Brenda Rowlett, acted as my true angel when we initially moved to the branch. Immediately upon my calling to Relief Society president, she would accompany me on visits to members' homes, both inside and outside the projects. Through her guidance, I gained valuable insights into the challenges of living in a really tough environment. Janice and Charles Keene, in a league of their own, exemplified a Christ-like love for everyone. Their spirit of giving and mutual support surpasses any other ward or branch we have encountered. Through their acts of service and genuine care for one another, I have felt an indescribable sense of connection with this community and gained a lot of compassion and empathy. More recently, Rice chemistry graduate students have been a source of immense joy for me. Being a part of the chemistry community has been a fulfilling experience, witnessing the unwavering dedication of these students as they navigate the challenges of their doctoral program. As a graduate administrator, their hard work has made my role all more worthwhile. Even after their graduation, I had maintained contact with them, forging lasting relationships. Their kindness knows no bounds. Gladys arranged for her sister to paint a portrait of Phil and me, the delightful surprise of a scrumptious chocolate cake on my birthday from Tania and other chemistry students, and the thoughtful gestures of Zimhua, who remembered my birthday and even Mother's Day when I retired. The outpouring love and support from over 100 chemistry graduate students, staff, GPS staff, and a few faculty members made my time as a graduate administrator worth it. Amongst my family and acquaintances, my life has been undeniably been enriched. It is in the company of these remarkable individuals that I have found fulfillment and a profound sense of belonging. I indeed feel blessed. End chapter.